Welcome to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. This is Linda Sims, and this program is live, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You can also download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. Now, it is an app, and it will stay on your phone once you download it, okay? And you will be able to take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Sorry, sometimes on Mondays you get off on that wrong foot, but praise God, I am here and I am ready. Now, if you have any questions, if you would like to make any comments in reference to the show, and I must give you the title of the show. We all know that we are in this coronavirus pandemic, panic, nonchalant, some of us, doom, gloom. Here we are. Now, that's what we're going to be talking about. And the title is, Are We There Yet? Okay. Now, many of you have watched that movie. I know. What's his name? The rapper.
Ice Cube.
So, and that just came to my attention. How can I advertise this show? Now, if you would like to call, like I said, make any comments or ask any questions, not that we're professionals, but we have done a lot of study over the years. Telephone number here is 740-383-9944. And we are ready and we are waiting for your comments. Now, before I turn my attention to my guests, there are a few more things I need to take care of at this time. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and the telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show with a thought for today. This thought for today is titled, Consider the Consequences. And I think a lot of us need to think about that before we go outside our homes because of the climate that we are in. And when we go back home to our loved ones, we need to take precautions to wash our hands, right, with antibacterial soap or spray your house. And I hear that it can live on surfaces like your clothing. Spray it down with your Lysol when you come in, okay, and when people leave your home. And not only that, I think we should just be vigilant because the adversary, the devil, is out roaming, seeking whom he may devour. Now, some of you may not believe that or not, but maybe we can kind of change your mind before the show is over. Now, the title is Consider the Consequences. And that's our thought for today. Become very, very sweet. Remove even the slightest trace of anger. Whatever you think, whatever you say, consider carefully all the consequences beforehand. By performing actions, knowing their consequences, success is definitely experience. So let us consider the consequences, whatever they may be. Now I am going to turn my attention over to my guest for today. I advertised on Facebook that we would have Jeff Porter. He's not here. Got to him too late, okay. And Daisy Wade, my daughter. We have done a lot of studies over the years, and girlfriend is right on about a lot of things. And when she was here last, the Lord had given her Jonah, the sign of Jonah, the sign of repentance. And we started out this with cry loud, spare not, because we feel that the Lord has called us for such a time as this to inform you the best that we can, prayerfully seeking the Lord for things that he may want you to know or to hear. So again, the title of the show tonight is, Are We There Yet? Are We Where? Revelation. Hi, Dacia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, and how are you today?
Blessed to be alive and healthy, no sickness. I'm happy to be here and living at a time like this.
Amen. Isn't it exciting in a way?
It is exciting. It's something that I've studied for almost my whole life, and now I'm living to see it.
Right, you are.
It's unfolding before my eyes. I'm living to see it. And yes, it's scary, yet it's exciting.
And it's a nervous time,
it is nervous. You know, I haven't slept, I don't know, since when. Since they said stay in the house. I haven't been asleep. I can't, you know, just making up stuff to do because I cannot. He said watch and pray.
Yes.
Also. Yes. And he said don't sleep like that. Like others sleep, yes. We get our rest. We find our rest in him.
Yes. Yes.
If we sleep like others sleep, then we
can't wake up.
We won't get the warning.
We won't hear it. We won't feel the unction of the spirit because we out like, wow. So, okay. Like I said, you came out with Jonah, and that show really came out with cry loud, spare not. And people want to know what's going on. Even non-believers saying, I heard about the apocalypse, and you think we here, you think we there, what's going on? And people are looking and searching for answers. And then you have people, oh, that's that doomsday prophet stuff. They've been saying that since time began, since Paul wrote the New Testament, Acts and all that, you know, that it's not time for the Lord to come. What do you think about that?
People say it's biochemical warfare. I don't think so.
Or that the president did this. He went over there and bombed that guy over in Iran. And this is what you say, biological
retaliation.
Warfare.
Retaliating. No. Well, what they plan on doing, taking themselves out too?
Right. That's what I said. It's in their country
now,
too.
If it's everywhere, then that means somebody that ain't here. Hold on. Somebody that don't need to live on this earth had to do it.
That does.
Because they would be attacking themselves.
Right. That's my argument. Why would somebody unleash something like that? And it's worldwide.
And then we don't even know, where is it? Is it going from person to person? Is it just airborne? Is it just in the air?
Oh, it's in the air.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it just in the air, though? I don't have to be around nobody. I can have my window open, and can they come in my house? Because when they were over there, where is that, Italy? They were on lockdown for I don't know how long before they started, their numbers started rising. But they were already on lockdown.
I think that was because a lot of people were already infected. And you don't know until you get the testing done. They can't tell whether you have it or not. Some people don't even have any symptoms and have it. But they didn't know that until they were tested. So, and like they said, Cuomo, the mayor of New York, said, this thing already got to jump on us. It's way ahead of us. So by the time it got to the United States and people traveling back and forth all over the world carrying the disease, not even aware of it, that's why people they're finding out through the testing that you have it. So, but what do you say about are we there yet?
I say so.
You have anything to back up? I say so.
Well, there's certain signs that we're supposed to be looking for. Matthew 24, verse I'm going to start at verse 29. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light.
Okay. Now that you're there and stopped, how many of you can think about all the dark days we've been having? Just, you know, that kind of bothered me because I think most even last year, there wasn't much sunshine. No snow for how many Christmases been in the state of Ohio? It's been like doom and gloom. It's eerie feeling. Go ahead, Daisy, the next chapter.
And the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man.
Okay, now.
In heaven.
What's going to be shaken?
It says the earth the shall earth. Be shaken.
Okay, now how, what do you think the Lord is talking about when he says, we're in the King James Version.
Yes.
And we're in the book of Matthew.
Chapter 24, verse 29.
Chapter 24, verse 29. How is the Lord shaking the earth? Earthquakes.
With? Well, earthquakes is one way.
Right.
But this way, he's shaking the earth with this corona.
Yeah, now.
See, because with the earthquakes, you know, you might have one in California. We don't stop over here. In Ohio, because they have an earthquake in California. Or if there's an earthquake in Mexico, they're not going to stop over in Africa. Everything's not going to fall down in Africa because there's an earthquake over here. Right now, he's shaking the whole earth.
Yes,
with this COVID. Because everybody is affected.
Yes, one way or the other. We're
so
all affected.
Right now, he's shaking the earth with COVID-19 or the CCP virus.
Right. And just to bring, before she goes on to the next verse, just to bring to your attention, Isaiah 58:1, spare, cry aloud, spare not, declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of God. So he's saying, you're acting like you haven't offended me with your wickedness and you just going on. Okay, now what's your next one?
Yeah. Well, we do that. Well, a lot of things we take for granted.
Right.
And we don't look at what we do and how it affects other people.
Right.
Our environment. And how our God feels about it. And right now, he's just like, okay, you know, the church must be doing really bad right now because we all feeling this. And we all are at a moment where we need to be humbling ourselves before our God, trying to save face for the sins that we have committed in this lifetime, and working on getting our families together because this is the shaking.
Yes, and I know we talked about your verse is saying, immediately. Did you say verse 29?
Yeah, that's where I started. Because okay. It says the sun will be darkened.
Right. Okay, so that is to come, even though he's showing us what it may even look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now then you went on to verse 30.
Verse 30 now. Verse 30, it talks about, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, I was given the other day in the spirit that the sign of the Son of Man was the Star of Bethlehem. And we seen that when?
I'm going to look right here. I'm going to pull it up while you're talking.
Well, we seen, I think it was 2016. It might have been 2017. But we seen the Star of Bethlehem. Now, that Star of Bethlehem, even the scientists, and they're all over the news, they were saying that that hasn't been seen since the wise men followed it to see Christ. So that is a great sign right there.
And like we said before that even came, the four blood moons, 2014, 2015, the eclipse we talked about. I remember going, that was what, about 2 or 3 years ago. I remember going out to see that. There's just been so many signs that the Lord has showed us. And now
we got this boy going from state to state, crying repentance from state to state. That is a significant sign of where we are. That's one of the signs he told us to look for in Malachi chapter
The spirit of Elijah.
Yes. These are things that we're supposed to be looking for. He said that before I come back, I will cause the hearts of the fathers to turn to their sons and the hearts of the sons to turn to their fathers. Or I will smite the earth with the curse. Is this the curse? Because I don't know nobody that ain't trying to be with their kids right now. Whether they near or far.
But we can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Not only can we not be with our loved ones, we can't. A lot of people are separating their homes from their husbands and wives because a lot of them on the front line. And I hear there's so many firemen right now affected. There's been a case in Alabama. I think it was Louisiana. A prisoner has it. In Marion, one of the workers out of MCI has it. That's been coming on the news. So this virus is not a respecter of persons.
God is not a respecter of persons.
Right. He's not a respecter of persons. And it seems that we don't want to rehearse everything that we have talked about before. We was hoping to bring you something to help, you know, rev up where we are. And that verse which you just read, but in the spirit of Elijah, this guy that's going from, he's on day what now?
He's on day 11 today.
Day 11 today, and
he's been to Washington, D.C. in front of the White House. He's been to Louisiana. He's been to Sacramento, California. He's been to New York. He was just in Chicago yesterday, and I don't know where he is today until he posts where he was today, but I think he may be in Ohio today, warning each state to repent. In his sackcloth.
It blew me away when I saw him on YouTube. He is actually in sackcloth, and he's screaming to the top of his lungs, repent.
Like John the Baptist.
Yes, and I remember last week when I was praying, and I thought I was really into it. I was praying and doing my song and my devotion. It was like the Lord says, reach heaven. It's like you're going through the motions, but you're really not reaching me. Reach heaven with your song. Reach heaven with your dance. Reach heaven with your prayer. Your life. Your strength. Reach heaven. Evidently, I don't think we've moved God at all. Even as the church.
That's what I'm saying. Evidently, church is doing pretty bad itself.
Well, judgment starts at the house of God first.
Exactly. And right now, we still all going through something. You know, the church always thinks that they're not going to be here during this time, during tribulation or hard times. They think they're going to be taken all the way out the way. Well, even if they are going to be taken out of the way, this is a part of that process that we have to go through. Certain, whether we're the church or not. So evidently, right. We're not right.
Right. Certain things we must suffer, according to the Bible.
Yes. But we all got to repent to go to heaven. And that's a sign for all of us, whether we behind the pulpit, whether we trying to walk through the doors, it's for all of us. We all need to repent because we all have been godly sorry.
So what scripture are we on now on Revelation, Matthew?
24. I was in Malachi. I wasn't...
Okay.
I don't know where we were. We can just talk. I don't know where we actually were. I was given Matthew 24, and then I had brought up the guy that's going from state to state. Okay. Because you're asking, are we there?
Right.
And I can't tell nobody where we are, but I can give them signs.
Yes.
And I'm saying that this guy going from state to state is a sign.
Yes, it is.
And it reminds me of Malachi chapter 4. That's where I was going.
Okay.
And it says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's how the Old Testament ends. And okay, this guy saying, repent. It makes people think.
Yes.
It made me think. When
yes.
I think, I didn't repent, I'm repenting, I'm good. We think that, but have we truly repented?
Have we truly surrendered?
And surrendered.
Our
and
will.
Given it all away.
Our way.
And so this, we are struggling here. The body of Christ is struggling there. The world is struggling there. Those that have been called have not answered the call. We are all struggling in the same area. That's why there's no difference. Nobody's excluding this. Nobody's going to escape this, whatever this is.
You think we've gotten so used to having our way and doing what we want to do when we want to do it and with whom we want to do it with, that in God blessing us, because he does bless the just and the unjust. It's not that it's just a church being blessed, because even David said, I almost slipped seeing the wicked prosper. All that they had. And he was looking at it. He said, but then I consider their end. You know, they're not going to have the same ending as us. But when you think about how God makes sure we got food, we got clothing, you know, we got shoes on our feet, we got cars to drive. Right now, our gas tanks are full. Gas is so cheap. You can go to a gas station once a week and put $5 in there and it's full.
Right, but look how we took a lot of things for granted, because at the end of the day, we can't even go to the store and hardly pick up a pack of chicken.
I can't
even find any rice. I've been looking for rice all day.
Wow.
So we took a lot of things for granted. And there's a lot of people that I can't say, well, I'm going to say I was one that had all kind of different ideas on what I should do before this day came.
Right.
And didn't move.
Right.
Yeah, I had the ideas.
Right.
But I never stepped into it thinking right. I had time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, time is up. We don't have no time no more. We don't know what anything brings. And with this disease, we don't know if it's just like little particles in the air. We don't know what it is.
Well, evidently it is, because they say 6 foot distance from one another, because even when we speak, spit comes out of our mouth and is in those little bubbles of spit, you know.
And then those can catch the wind.
Right. Right.
They can catch the wind, so we can fly.
And just
who knows how far.
And just even think 6 feet away. That's a long way, really.
That's just what regular talking. Think about sneezing.
Right. Oh, they say that's 10 to 20 feet. Depends on the kind of sneeze you have, right? Wow. Okay, now we're back. Are you listening? if you have any questions. If you would like to make any comments, I'm sure there are many of you who consider yourself Bible scholars. That telephone number, once again, is 740-383-9944. We would like to hear what you have to say, so maybe we can talk about this together. And as I wanted to bring up Luke 21, because after being a witness of the things that I have been a witness to, I've never seen a day like today that we live in. And the sun shined after I was complaining last week while I was saying, sun don't shine anymore. It's just so...
We got a glimpse yesterday.
Yeah, but you feel like something is wrong when there's no sunshine. So it shined yesterday, and then it put me in a mood like, well, shoot, ain't nothing going on out there. Because it makes you feel good, you know, let me go outside and get a little air, whatever, you know, walk around the house and things like that. But wow, when you turn on the news this morning, it was like, okay. Well, yesterday, the news chat was saying, well, the president has lengthened our time from April the 6th to April the 30th. Then you think, oh my, and you wake up this morning and the death toll is climbing.
And then they're talking about the end of May and all this and all that. We don't know, but we have to put our trust in God. And we have to know that he will carry us through this.
Yes, he will, dead or alive.
He gonna carry us through it.
Yes, because we can't say that some of the people that died weren't Christians. We can't say that some of those people that died did not believe. We can't say that because we don't know. That's why I feel like it's not even about our faith, what's going on right now.
It's about obedience. The Lord gave the children of Israel, which would be considered the church today, instructions when that death angel was in the air. Mark your doorposts and stay in the house.
God has separated us, families, people you walked with, enjoy walking with every day, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, friends of your children. Used to hang out together. We're all separated into our own separate places. I can't say that anyone that's alive today have experienced anything like this before. And when we say, Father, your will be done, what does that mean? What does that
look
like?
We don't know what we're asking for. We don't know what his will is.
Whoa. So, and I want to talk about this too. Then we can go back because the image worship. That was on YouTube. And there was, I don't know the name of the group, but they were worshiping. And it said image worship. Well, I was listening to the song, which sounded like a good song, had a nice beat. I was getting all into it. You know, I was putting a puzzle together, trying to take constructive time out of my day. And I was getting into the groove. I was singing a song, you know, and I thought after I had turned it off, because it was 19 minutes long, and I'm thinking, wow, okay, that song been going a long time. I'll turn it off. And then I thought, that's right, they said image. So I turned it back on because I wanted to see the image. And it was an image of what some consider Christ. And it was big and huge, and it was behind her. And there's people out in the audience, and they're also worshiping. And you have people on their knees, they're worshiping on the stage and thing. I don't know what any of you think about image worship, but Daisy, let me ask you, what do you think about that?
It's a sin. And it's idolatry, number one. It's an idol. God said, don't make ourselves idols. If anything, in heaven, above the heaven, in the earth, under the earth, or even in the sea. And so an image would have to be something that you created for yourself, number one. He said, don't make yourself no image.
True.
So you have to create that for yourself because he didn't leave one for us. So is idolatry. It's part of the reason that we're here in this situation right now. Mm-hmm. The people in Nineveh that Jonah went and warned, they had the 40-day warning. He went and warned them. What were they doing there? Idolatry. Worshiping idols. In America, we worship idols every day. We have been raised to worship an idol. Thank you, Jesus. At the sound of the drum and the harp and the psaltery, we have been raised to worship this one idol.
What?
The flag. And every time that dun 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 dun, what do we do?
Pledge allegiance to it.
But what are we doing to it? It's a ritual.
Yeah.
What do? It's a ritual.
Right.
You stand up, you stand erect, you put your right hand on your heart, and you honor that flag. Idolatry.
After they took prayer out to school, which was honoring God first, we had to say the Lord's Prayer first. And then we did the flag. I think God was okay with that until they took him out completely out of school.
No, he wasn't okay with that either. when they put him in that room with Dagon.
No, he wasn't.
Not okay with that. The reason he's not okay with that is because it was an image there. That flag is an image. So he's not okay with that. That's not how you respect something.
Especially a God.
To respect our country, we should not have to stand up towards this flag.
Well, you know, someone said, I think it was Evans, he was saying, God's tired of us pledging allegiance to a flag and forgetting about him.
I stopped doing it in elementary.
You have to, he wants us to pledge allegiance to him.
I stopped doing it in elementary. I would not do it.
I'm going to read this. Because we're talking about, it started out with cry loud, spare not. Daisy came with Jonah. What did Jonah say to Nineveh?
In 40 days.
40 days?
Nineveh will be sieged.
And he told them, that's all he said to them.
That's
right?
All he said. And they believed it. Right. See, this is the difference between what's going on, what happened then, and what happened now, because people are so stiff-necked, and they're so hard-headed, and they're so just cold-hearted. When Jonah did that, what them people do? They put on sackcloth with him. They put the animals in sackcloth and ashes. They all fell down, and the king believed it too, and he fell down. Now, what's the difference? That man out there in them cities, and he, like you said, hollering at the top of his lungs, and folks just walking on by him. Ain't nobody came and repented.
Or paid attention to what he was saying, what the message is that he's saying.
Ain't nobody, this is how hard we are right now. We can't even get pricked by God. When somebody's up here, you ain't even seeing if they okay. He ain't in the mental hospital right now.
How do we repent? How do we turn our lives around? How? We are not on our face enough. We're too comfortable. And you know, and the news, we're all glued in front of that TV as much as we can be until it just gets us to a point where we can't handle it anymore. Then we go do what else? Find, like my puzzle, I'm working my puzzle, or I might go get the Bible and you and I talk and do some Bible search and stuff like that. But it's like
everybody's still going on with their regular day. Nobody is even paying attention to the warning signs. And this is why God said, you know what, keep doing it. Whatever you're doing, just keep doing. Because when I'm coming like a thief in the night. This is why he said that. Because even people that's supposed to be preachers and shepherds and things like that, I don't hear anybody saying this is the time. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand, except for this man going from state to state. And that's the first thing the Lord gave me, which was Jonah.
Yes,
repent.
Yes. Now it's what, 3 weeks ago?
And ever since he gave me that, I've been hearing repent, repent, right. repent. And now this guy going into each city, like Jonah went into Nineveh, here's the sign. The Lord is showing me this sign. And he's on day 11 today. Nineveh only had 40 days. I don't know what's going to add up to, but I know I'm looking and I'm seeking. The only way to repent in this world is to seek God with your whole heart. Because he will bring you to repentance, to true repentance.
We have a few minutes left before we are off the air. If you have a question or would like to make a comment, please call 740-383-9944. And the title of this show, Are We There Yet? Are we where? Revelation. Now, we've been listening to Dacia as she's been sharing with us about
some signs,
and no one's paying attention to repent.
That's the main sign.
From your evil ways. Cry loud, spare not. Isaiah 51. I just read that a few minutes. What was that about? Repent.
Before Jesus stepped on the scene, was the word that went out to the nations?
Repent. John the Baptist.
So if somebody's out here crying repent to y'all, that means somebody's coming on the scene again. Somebody about to step on that scene again.
And you know what? Like you said, you don't hear anybody saying repent. You don't hear anybody saying, well, this is a sign from the Lord. All we hear is, oh, it's not yet. I don't know if this is God or not. I don't know.
Oh, this ain't the time of the little trouble. I heard somebody say that. It cracked me up.
Which is Jacob's trouble, right? Yes.
This is not the time of Jacob's trouble. That's basically what they were saying. But they said
what
a little
Jacob's
trouble.
See me, I get that up. Wow. So, what is wrong? The church has been talking about Revelation for how long?
And they don't see it.
They don't read it.
They don't see it.
They're afraid of it. How many Christians you know read Revelation? I have a friend that told me she just read it maybe a couple months ago. First time ever.
How many pastors preach out of Revelation?
And it's not so much that they have to preach Revelation or no Revelation, because Matthew, Mark, and Luke does what? Tell us about Christ's return.
So what you're saying is, why ain't they stop preaching hell, basically?
True. There you go.
See, because all you hear in the church now is what's good. This will come. But there is another consequence. What are the consequences of your actions? Heaven or hell? That prosperity is out the window.
Oh, I don't know what you all think out there. But, you know, I'm not too much of a skeptic, because I do read the Bible, and I have read the Bible for years, and I was so fascinated with Revelation. I used to read those stories to my siblings for bedtime stories, and my sister will tell you, Onita would say, why would you read a story like that to kids on their way to sleep, and they're talking about dragons and some of the symbols, you know, that is in Revelation. And a lot of people are afraid of Revelation. But God does say, blessed to him who does read. God gives you the understanding. But there's still no excuse. There's still no excuse, because if you read your Bible, entire Old Testament talks about Jesus coming. Isaiah is 66 books, and it talks about
everything through the whole Bible.
Even the last days, even Christ returning, and things that's going to happen before Christ returned. And then you have Zechariah, and you have Ezekiel, and you got Daniel.
And it's, all of those are end times.
All those are end time ministries. Now, what we intend on doing is hello, caller. You are on the air.
Updated business. Sours for Ohio, Nick, and back on Monday. Wednesday and Friday 9 a.m. until noon and 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday will reopen between the hours of 2 and...
Sorry, I don't know what that was, but you know, we all get those kind of calls on our cell phones. But, are we there yet? We are on our way. Even more so than we was yesterday. Yes. We can basically say yes. Time is short. Time is short. When you run across a church and their hearts are so hardened that they find it hard to repent, what about those who are not in the church? Those who really don't believe the word of God, and they're saying, those people that go to church, they don't know what they're talking about. They've been talking about this for such a long time. But you know what? One of the main signs, the first sign Christ gives his disciples when they ask him, what about the sign that you're going to show us? The first sign he gives us is be not deceived. We are living in the day of deception. And God is saying, be not deceived. Is this me or is this not me? Who can shut down the entire world? Do you know anyone with that kind of power, that kind of strength? Who can make people afraid to even go out their own doors? Remember hearing about the Ten Commandments and the children of Israel, and Moses was sent to deliver them, and they were waiting on that deliverer. They were in slavery all that time. And he tucked them away into their houses. I think this was the last curse, the last plague, because there were many plagues, and this is a plague. Man can't stop it. However it originated, man can't stop it. Even if someone intentionally put it across over here and over there, they can't stop it. No one has the answer. Except God had favor on man. That's the only way they're going to even find the answer. Even out of this medication that they've thought of, if God say no, then it's not going to be any good either. So we're just praying that God says yes. We are praying that people get more serious with their walk with God. We pray that God soften our stony hearts and replace them with hearts of flesh, as Ezekiel talks about. We don't want to be so hard-headed that this continues to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. They're already talking about maybe, possibly, if
200,000 people dying.
And that's because of obedience. If you are obedient, maybe we can get through this with possibly 1 to 200,000 deaths. And that's still a lot of people.
Well, you got to think every country, though.
1 to 200,000 here. 1 to 200,000 that country. 1 to 200,000 that country. You got to add those numbers together.
Yeah, but they were
just only talking about one country, right?
Right, and that's all they were talking about was one country. And still, that's a lot. Because he said, even though we may do good enough and have that many deaths, we could have millions infected. Millions. It could be billions when you're talking about worldwide. And like I said, if this is that plague that is mentioned about the pest in Revelation, that horseman that comes...
Takes out a quarter of the earth.
Takes out one quarter of the earth, or one third, because once I went back to read it, it was talking about a third. Even if it takes out a third in population, that's a lot of people. That could be 2 billion if it's a quarter, and if it's a third, then that's even more, because a third is larger than a quarter.
Well, you're almost looking at that with every country with 100,000.
Stay tuned for next Monday. We will continue. Are we there yet? You have been listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you, Dacia.
Thank you.
Next week, Jeff Porter will join us. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, It is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and our the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And, I've actually been thinking about it because other people are asking questions and talking about it. And, of course, Trump supporters are very angry that I even brought up the racism question. But, you know, I didn't get to finish. Again, it was I really wanted to give him the opportunity to address all critics. But I think I'm surprised that his people haven't prepared him more for questions like that when these issues are at the forefront of the election.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh.com.